was reading the other day that the military, there's a percentage, a 10 percentile people that they will not even touch. There's a percentage of people that take the tests, the mechanical, the aptitude, the physical test, that they will not even touch because they don't even come close to passing. Do you understand? And yet they have reached out into that 10 percentile bracket today. So anything that can walk, that can say, they will take it today. That's what they're doing. Well, because this is a generation that has no mind at all. The mind is worthless. It's not of any value because the conversation is not of any value at all. It is a generation of me, myself. It's a generation of I. It's not a generation of your will, not my will. We're no more our own. We've been purchased by the price of HaMashiach. So we can't do what we want to do. We can't choose and pick. We are directed by His Ruah, what Scripture tells us. We're not His and we go any other way. And that's the truth. If you could save one, who are you going to save? One now. Who are you going to save? He says in verse 15, whenever they went out, the hand of Yahweh was against them for evil. Because they did not know Yahweh. This is a generation that tells you that God loves you. Yahweh doesn't. He doesn't love everybody. I don't care what this generation says. Yahweh said everything they put their hand to do, I was against them for evil. You're not going to forsake Yahweh. You're not going to turn. You're not going to resist the restrainer. That's why He said the Ruah. Restrain you, keep you in the way of the path of righteousness. And many don't have it. This is religious spirit. It's not the power of His Ruah. It's not your ti-ti-ti-ta-ta-ta at all. It's one thing that the power of that Ruah has a great affection for truth and the hearing of the word. It obeys Yahweh in all things. It is His power. It is the power of Yahweh to operate in us. So wherever they went, His hand was against them for evil, as Yahweh had said. And as Yahweh had sworn, He had declared to them, and they were greatly distressed. Is that a generation that is distressed? Perplexed? It's distress. It doesn't know which way to turn. Parents don't know children. It's distress. He distressed them. He perplexed them. He stressed them out. Why? Because there was no covenant love for Him. I warn you all, you're not going into the kingdom. When you use the fear tactic, folks don't fear Yahweh. Use no fear tactic. I'm just telling you the truth. You think people fear Yahweh today? We sin, we do it willingly. We lie, we cheat. We do things that are so evil. Some people don't fear that. Doesn't make anyone serve Yahweh. Don't give me that. See, I serve because He loved me. I didn't know love until He came in. And you don't know love either. And you will never know love until He comes in. That's why you can't function in love. You function in a vile emotion. The love of Yahweh is pure. And as I talked to that sister on the telephone today, it's something how we have an affection for our own that we birth. And it's wrong. I listen to her and say, oh, I love the sister. My heart goes out to her. But it's just something of the mindset of this generation. Because it doesn't know Yahweh. Yahweh loved HaMashiach that it pleased Him to bruise Him for our sins. We don't believe that. We don't want to be bruised for Him. We don't want our wants to be bruised. If Yahweh take them down to the pit of hell, if He does that to save them, let Him take them. We don't want that today. We're trying to preserve this damnable flesh. And I'm telling you, you're going to destroy them. You're going to destroy them. I say to that mother, let her go. Don't worry about it. You've done everything you're supposed to do. Don't even trouble. She said, you know, Pastor Roberts, I was awakened this morning. And Yahweh took me to the scriptures in Yeshaya, the 49th chapter. And that settled my heart. And I'm all right. It's good, sister. He said in the 16th verse, nevertheless, Yahweh raised up judges. See, we don't want that. He raised up judges. He raised up men that will judge them, which delivered them out of the hand of those that spoil them. And yet, look at this now, they will not hearken to their judges, but they went a whoring after other gods and bowed themselves. They turned quickly out of the way, which their avats walked in, obeying the mitzvahs of Yahweh, but they did not so. He raised up men to instruct them, to bring them to great counsel. And they turned out of that way, didn't they? They did not do like their avats. You know our avats, our fathers, our forefathers in this nation, even in the 40s and 30s, even though they did not know Yahweh, they had a great sense of dignity and discipline. And a great sense of integrity. They did. You must understand that it was only in the 30s and 40s whereby America began to develop a moral conscience. And the 60s that conscience was developed. No, say what you want to. She had no moral conscience. Of her sins, her filth, her corruption, the things she was doing. And all of a sudden she began to develop a moral conscience. Her injustice, her wrongs, her invalid ways. And she began to try to deal with them. That's what she did. And that's the truth. As we are people, we have no conscience of our invalid or our ways that are so unjust. Our habits and our deeds. Our thoughts that are so unjust before Yahweh. And it grieves Him. Because we don't remember what the avats are or what things have been taught unto us. We don't retain nothing well. Oh, help me. You don't want to be helped. A man writes me, he said, Pastor Roberts, I want to be delivered from cigarettes, but I do like smoking cigarettes. I say, man, you don't want to be delivered. I said, they're filthy, they're going to kill you, bottom line. And your body is the dwelling place of the Ruah. It's a filthy thing. Stop it. Man wants to stop, he can. You want to do right, you can. We just don't want to do it. We don't want to do what's right. We don't want to do what Yahweh tells us. And so they bow down and they turn away quickly. Away from the commandments, the mitzvahs of Yahweh. Verse 18. And when Yahweh raised them up, judges, look what he does it again. Then Yahweh was with the judges. He was with the judge. He was not with the people. He's with the judge. You know, Ella Martin spoke to me today that the Ruah of Eliah is going to be, it's going to be prevalent in the earth today. There are going to be men that stand. And they're going to be not, they're going to be weak men that they're going to fall and tremble because of people, the attitudes of the people. Not so. I will not forsake Yahweh for any of you all. I'm going to save myself. And that's who I'm going to save. You understand? That's who I'm going to save. Now, if you want to get on the ship, get on. If you don't, that's all right with me. Get off. I have no problem with that. And I'm not going to beg you either. Neither is Yahweh. Because he's going to save his remnant. That's it. He doesn't want everybody on the ship. He says, and he delivered them. He gave the raised up other judges. Or he raised up a judge. And he delivered it out of the hands of the enemy all the days of the judge. See, it was only that they had someone there to restrain them, to show them, to teach them. For it repented Yahweh because of their greening by reason of them that oppressed them and vexed them. Yahweh was troubled by that. This system vex you today. It troubles you. It takes your being. It takes everything that you're worth to measure up in this society because you must give everything to it. You must give your heart. You must give your life. You must give your life to it. Jobs require your life. They require everything. You're not going to give it partial. You will never succeed in this wicked satanic life without giving everything. And you must give everything. Parents give up their children for success in society. They forsake their wives. Their daddies have never seen their sons. Saw them when they were, didn't even see when they were birth. And their 20, 25 never said 50 words to them. The only time they saw them when they come home, child in bed, and that's it. Never saw them in the morning. You tell me that's the heritage that Yahweh intends for us to leave? Never? No. The riches of His truth. The truth makes one free. Gives them liberty. Gives them functionality. You can function. Truth does create the mind. Gives you a great strength. So it came to pass when the judge was dead that they returned and corrupted themselves more than their avat and following gods to serve them and bowing down to them. They cease not from their doing, nor from their stubborn ways. Stubborn generation, isn't it? We don't cease from our stubbornness. As long as the judge is not before us, as soon as he's removed, then we go back to our ways, our evil ways, our stubborn ways. The matter of Yahweh speaks to us. We hear that, then we go right back to our evil ways, our stubborn ways. That's this generation. That's what it is. And that's why it's produced sons of Belial. You know, I've said to you parents, I've said to you folks, you all don't hear me. Because you don't believe what the word of Yahweh says. You haven't filled your homes with prayer. You haven't filled them with a reverence to Yahweh? You haven't shown a love in your home for that and your youngest because of that? Because Eli did not show the love and the fortitude and the strength of Yahweh in his heart. He could not tell them not to do it because he was probably doing it. He could not restrain them because he was wicked. And because he was wicked, then they were sons of Belial. He produced sons that were just sons of Belial, daughters of Belial, children that are worthless today, children that are misfits. And never forget what Evangelist Hartsfield said to me 26 years ago. He said, "Son, I want to tell you something. These children that are being birthed this day, they're birthed from the power of darkness." He said, "Meaning they're filled with unclean spirits. The power of hell. Sons of Belial, worthless daughters. They're worthless, have no integrity, have no value at all." You don't want to believe that. It's mine. I know it's yours. That's why it's worthless. Eli, Samuel, his parents, they gave him to Yahweh when he was a little thing. Gave him to Eli to serve in the house too, didn't they? You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that. Nah. It says in verse 20, "And the anger of Yahweh was hot against Israel. And he said, because that this people have transgressed my covenant, which I commanded their avats, and have not hearkened to my voice, because they will not do that, Yahweh said, I'm going to turn them over. Give them over to the spoilers, and they're going to spoil them. And because you have not done that, your house has been spoiled. Everything that you take great delight in is being spoiled. The things that you reverence more than you reverence Yahweh and love more than you love Yahweh is going to spoil you." And that's what he's doing today. That's what he's doing, because it's worthless. There's nothing worth anything but a man walking in Yahweh's truth, and his heart filled with Yahweh's truth. Without that, it's worthless. I don't care if it's your son or daughter. Without them having a love and an aspiration for Yahweh, I don't care what they do. They can leave from here and go to they can go to Dartmouth, Yale, Princeton. They're still worthless. It means nothing. Man, it's not going to turn his heart away from Yahweh. You're not going to hear this kind of truth and harden your heart and think you're going to prosper. Not so. Now, you don't prosper because you got a car, because you got an apartment. You're just in great debt. You don't prosper because you got a place. You're just in great debt. That's all it is. He's going to take everything you got. Brother Dale was telling me, his daddy said, "I got to get out of the city, son." He said, because it takes everything. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to take everything. You know that Mr. Muhammad Hamajid of Iran, he said, "America touch us." He said, "Now you won't act like a fool. They're the third largest oil producer in the world. Say, we can cripple you. Say, we want you to touch us. Go ahead. You mess with us. It's going to bring this nation down to a pulp. It's going to bring it down. You watch. We have not seen that. I don't believe that's going to happen. I know that's old. I know it's old. I'm going to read something in the new. I'm going to close with something from the new, all right? Well, no, we don't believe Yahweh. Who would you save? Who are you trying to save? Your mama, your daddy, your daughter, your son, your worthless child? Scripture says this in Ezekiel chapter 14. He said, "I'm going to punish the guilty now." You're always going to punish the guilty. But he says, "This a few shall be saved." That's the beauty. Just a few. It says in Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 12. "The word of Yahweh came unto me saying," this is what he said, "Son of Adam, son of man, when the land sin against me by transgressing grievously," they do it without conscience. They don't care what they do to me. They don't care what they say. They don't care how they respond. That's when someone sins grievously. They don't care. They have no rule of law. They will not abide in any rule of law. He said, "Then will I stretch out my hand upon it, and I will break the staff of the bread thereof." I'm going to break their strength, their meal. We look at these nations whereby the staff of their bread is broken. He said, "I'm going to break it." And we know the staff of America's bread, the televisions, their VCRs, their DVDs, their computers, their leisure time, the golf courses, and all of these things, that's America's bread today. You understand? Their vanity, their self-righteousness, their pomp, their circumstance, their football games. He's able to break their bread thereof. "And I'm going to send a famine upon it, and it will cut off man and beast from it." He said, "I'm going to bring them down." Well, that's just for the heathen nations. You tell me that the whole continent of Africa and Russia is so cold that the folks are dying. And this wicked nation sits back and its pomp and its fictitious homosexual mentality and thinking that they are blessed. Blessing the faggot movies and things like that. Spending millions of dollars on trash like that. He said, I'm going to stretch out my hand upon it. He said, though, verse 14, though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they were to deliver their own soul by their righteousness, says Yahweh Almighty. They would only deliver themselves. I'm going to deliver myself. When Yahweh stretches out his hand, I'm going to deliver myself. Or when they would save their sons and daughters, they would. Yahweh say, that's just the first onslaught. He says, if I cause noisome beasts, and he is causing the beasts of this government to rise, he's going to cripple this nation. It's a beast government. It is a tentacle of the Roman power. He said, I'll cause the noisome beasts to pass through the land. They spoil it so that it be desolate, that no man pass through because of the beast. These three men were in it. As I live, says sovereign Yahweh. Yahweh says, I'm telling you, you just don't know what's coming. You're rebellious people. You rejected my covenant love for you. He said, as I live, they should deliver neither. They should deliver neither. They should deliver neither sons nor daughters. They're not going to deliver them. They only shall be delivered, but the land shall be desolate. When desolation comes to your home and that beast spirit overtake it, Yahweh say, as I live, he said, I'm giving you a great sense of understanding so that you can be very cognate. He said, these three men win it. They will not try to reach out their hand to anyone. Not the daddy, mama, not son or daughter. They will but save themselves. Not wife, not husband. They will but only deliver themselves. That's what scripture says. They will only deliver themselves. He says, or if I bring the sword, the wicked, whereby they destroy with great havoc upon the land, and say, sword go through the land so that I cut off man and beast from it. So I'm going to bring great death, great destruction. He said, these three men were in it. Yahweh says, as I live, says the sovereign Yahweh, they shall neither deliver son nor daughter, but shall only deliver themselves. So who would you save? You could only save one. Which one? He said, they will not even deliver one. Verse 19, or if I send pestilence in the land and pour out my fury upon it in blood and cut it off from man and beast. Though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, says Yahweh, they shall neither deliver son nor daughter. They shall but deliver their own soul by every practical principle of righteousness and every Torah truth in them. They would only deliver themselves. They would only have strength to deliver themselves. For this is what Yahweh says, the Mighty One, verse 21. How much more then, when I send my fourth judgment upon Jerusalem. This is a metaphor of the world. Jerusalem, a city of Yahweh. Did he make the world? Was it a splendid place? Has man corrupted it and made it desolate? Sure he has. He's made it filthy. And that's what they've done to Jerusalem. When he made this world, the malachs of the kingdom, they marvel, they shouted, because it was a splendid thing. And because of the sin of man, he said, I'm going to bring my judgment upon Jerusalem, the sword, the famine, and noisome and beast, and pestilence, and cut it off from man and beast. Yet behold, he says to us, therein shall be left a remnant, just a small few, that shall brought forth both sons and daughters. Behold, they shall come forth to you, and shall see their way and their doing. And you shall be comforted concerning the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem, even concerning all that I have brought upon it. And they shall comfort you. You see their way and their doing. And you shall know that I have done this without, you shall know that I have not done this without cause, that I have done in it, saith Yahweh. He said, you will know. what I've done in your homes, your families. I've done it for the great cause. The iniquitous ways they have transgressed, they have rejected me. They will not receive my love. Because they received not the love of Yahweh's truth, then he gave them over to a strong delusion, that they may believe the lie of this world. And this world is conniving, isn't it? It lies and lies smooth. But Pastor Roberts, everything you read was from the Old Covenant. I want to close with this then. It's in Thessalonica, 2 Thessalonica, Thessalonians. This is renewed here. This is of a great significance here. Chapter 1, verse 5. Shaul speaks to that remnant to encourage them that you may be preserved under the great suffering for Yahshua, for the sake. He said, I want you to consider his coming because there's a great hope for you. He says in chapter 1, verse 5, he said, your great suffering, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of Yahweh, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of Yahweh, for which you also suffer. Seeing it is a righteous thing for Yahweh to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. And to you who are troubled, rest with us. Don't let it bother you. Just rest with us. We that are faithful. When Yahshua shall be revealed from the Shemayim with his mighty Melechim. Look at this now. In verse 8. In flaming fire. Taking vengeance on them that know not Yahweh, and that obey not the message of Yahshua HaMashiach, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of Yahweh and from the honor of his power, when he shall come to be esteemed and honored in his Kedushim, and to be admired in all them that believe. See, he's going to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Because you believed the preaching. Because you believed the word of Yahweh. Because you received it. But he is coming with great vengeance upon all them that know not Yahweh. I don't care if it's your son, your daughter, your mama, your daddy. And this is a generation that, just like Eli, we don't want to identify them that they're not really right. We believe that they're brothers and sisters, but they're not brothers and sisters. They're not of the house of Yisrael. They're not of the same Ruah as the sons of Yahweh. There's a generation that has rejected him, that has gone astray, and have turned their hearts. He said, but I tell you, if you were in this generation, when I began to pour out my vengeance, he said, if you were Daniel nor Eob, you would but save yourself. Don't worry about son, daughter, mama. I don't believe that. I know you don't believe it. That's all right, but it's still the truth. Whether you believe it or not, it is Yahweh's word. You will but only deliver yourself by your own righteousness. And that is by the righteousness of Yahweh's truth, whereby his Torah, his truth, HaMashiach, is the reality of the righteousness of Yahweh. He is that reality. What is that reality? Because what Yahweh says, he means it. And what he says he will do it. So I will deliver myself. Not son, nor daughter, wife or kinsman. I'm going to deliver myself. That's all I'm going to deliver. And I'm going to deliver myself. And that's it. May Yahweh help you tonight. May give you strength and understanding. For his word is true. I'm going to finish that message on the Shabbat. What I began, because I think it's vitally important to finish that message. I think it is. That's all right. Let's stand to our feet and bring forth the health of Yahweh. In all things we do bless you. We thank you, Abba. We bless you for this night, your word. Bless us all and give us strength as we journey home and all your people. I pray in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, we bless you for all things and all the saints said. Hallelujah. Bless you all.